Welcome to the Sports Report for Monday, November 18th. I'm Mark Daniels. The Green Bay Packers have now dropped three consecutive games, falling to the New York Giants at MetLife Stadium Sunday, 27-13. Head coach Mike McCarthy on a now 500 season.
Our guys battled. Tough place to play. These last 3 weeks have been hard, and we clearly understand that. But I really like this football team. I like the character of this team. We're not playing good enough right now. But we'll be back at it tomorrow.
Former Wisconsin Badger Scott Tolzien made his first NFL start at quarterback, and he threw the ball for 339 yards, but also had three interceptions, all in the second half. The most costly, a pick six from Jason Pierre-Paul for 24 yards in the fourth quarter.
Made a nice play, but that's on me. Gave him a freebie there, really. It's a huge momentum swing. We had a chance at that point. That kills you. And that's learn from it. But, I take full onus on that one.
Packers managed just two Mason Crosby field goals, including a 57-yarder on the final play of the first half, longest outdoor field goal in franchise history, and a 4-yard Eddie Lacy touchdown run in the fourth quarter. But defensively, they just couldn't get the critical stops. Clay Matthews and company on the fact that the Packers are, yes, 5-5, but only one game off the lead in the NFC North.
We're right there in the thick of things. Three losses in a row is not where we want to be, especially with how we started, but it's where we are. 5-5 is the reality of it, and we just need to play better ball, and we will moving forward, and we need to get a victory at home. We've let a few slip away at home, and it's time to come back, rally, and get a victory over obviously an NFC North opponent would be huge for us.
As for the Giants, after starting 0-6, they've reeled off four wins in a row, and wide receiver Reuben Randall, who caught a touchdown pass from Eli Manning, says we believe.
I think there's no doubt about that. Everybody's around here is energized and excited about what we can do. Even though the start we had was not what we expected, but we can keep this train rolling. We can come out and play and get in the playoffs.
Packers just want to get that train restarted, and they'll host the Minnesota Vikings on Sunday at Lambeau Field. The Vikings will come in with a 2-8 record. They get roughed up by the Seattle Seahawks 41-20. Minnesota head coach Leslie Frazier said it fell apart in the fourth quarter.
Really felt like, Chris, going in that fourth quarter, we were in pretty good shape. Needed to get another score, and the way our defense was playing, keeping us in the game, and just thought we were going to get it turned. And the turnovers in the fourth game got out of whack for us.
Seattle has won 13 straight at home. They get two touchdown passes from Russell Wilson, two rushing touchdowns from Marshawn Lynch, have the NFC's best record at 10-1. Packers did get some help in the NFC North Division race for the Pittsburgh Steelers at soggy Heinz Field, defeated the Detroit Lions 37-27. Lions put up all 27 points in the second quarter, but Ben Roethlisberger threw for 367 yards and four touchdowns in the Steelers' win.
That's a good team victory, honestly. Offense, defense. We were up, we were down. There was no quitting anybody. And, I'll do everything I can, and we'll do it to enjoy this tonight. But next week, try and get to 1-0 again and just prepare the best we can.
And the Chicago Bears are 6-4 with a 23-20 victory over the Baltimore Ravens in overtime. This game was delayed for nearly 2 hours when severe weather rolled into Chicago, suspending play in the first quarter. The Bears and Ravens go overtime, and Robbie Gould ends it with a 38-yard field goal on a very choppy track.
No, it was tough. You went out there and you had to manage it. You shorten your steps down and, make sure that you play it where you're supposed to play it. I tried to play it off the right upright. The ball was probably moving in about a half a goalpost. That one, I think, moved 2 inches. Yeah. So that's why they give you the whole upright, I guess.
Elsewhere, it was Buffalo over the New York Jets, 37-14. Geno Smith for New York, just 8 completions, 3 interceptions, and a fumble. Jets have alternated wins and losses to a 5-5 record. Cincinnati scored 31 points in the second quarter. Blocked punt and fumble returns for touchdowns in a 41-20 victory over the Cleveland Browns, solidifying their hold on the AFC North Division race. Philadelphia Eagles raced out to a 24-0 lead over the Washington Redskins and held off the Skins 24-16, their third in a row. It was Tampa Bay beating Atlanta 41-28. Both teams 2-8. Bobby Rainey runs for 163 yards and three touchdowns for the Buccaneers. The Arizona Cardinals have gone to 6-4 with a 27-14 win over the Jacksonville Jaguars as Carson Palmer throws for 419 yards and two touchdowns. The Oakland Raiders beat the Houston Texans 28-23 behind their third-string quarterback, Matt McGloin, with three touchdown passes and Rashad Jennings, an 80-yard touchdown run out of the Wildcat formation. The Texans have dropped eight in a row. The Miami Dolphins beat the San Diego Chargers 20-16, knocking away a desperation pass in the end zone from Phillip Rivers on the final play. Big game in the NFC as the New Orleans Saints beat the San Francisco 49ers 23-20. Garrett Hartley kicks three fourth-quarter field goals, the final one from 31 yards out on the game's final play. And it was the Denver Broncos handing the Kansas City Chiefs their first loss, 27-17 in Denver. Peyton Manning with 323 yards and a touchdown. Monte Ball, the ex-Badger, with two rushing touchdowns. After winning their first nine, the Chiefs fall for the first time. And Coach Andy Reid knew exactly what they were in for in the Mile High City.
We played a good football team, and they got us today. And, you know, we'll bounce back. We'll learn from our mistakes. There. Plenty of things we can learn from here.
Both teams 9-1, but now Denver takes over the lead in the AFC West. Kansas City goes from home field advantage throughout to a wild card in just 60 minutes. NFL weekend wraps up with a good interconference matchup Monday night in Carolina as the Panthers host the New England Patriots. In college football, Alabama, Florida State, Ohio State still running 1-2-3 in the BCS standings. The Wisconsin Badgers climbed to number 19 with a 51-3 rout of Indiana on Saturday, a game in which Badgers produced 554 yards rushing. At 8-2, Wisconsin will travel to 8-2 Minnesota to play for Paul Bunyan's axe on Saturday. In the Midwest Conference, the St. Norbert Green Knights losing their finale 31-3, but got some help. Carroll College knocking off Illinois College, giving the Green Knights the automatic bid to the NCAA Division III football playoffs with an 8-1 Midwest Conference record, 8-2 overall. And St. Norbert found out their draw on Sunday. They will take on undefeated WEAC champion and fifth-ranked UW-Whitewater on the road Saturday at noon. Lakeland wrapped up the regular season with a 15-12 victory over Benedictine College of Illinois as Ramsey Real hit a 28-yard field goal on the final play. The Muskies finished the year 7-3, 5-1 in the NAC, good for second place. Out of college basketball on Saturday, a record crowd at the Rush Center, 9,906. Watch the Green Bay Phoenix take on the 20th-ranked Wisconsin Badgers. The Badgers hold off Green Bay 69-66 despite a career-high 32 points from Kiefer Sykes. Badger coach Bo Ryan was impressed with Sykes right from the opening tip.
Well, on the very first possession, we said, look, let's get him, let him get a dunk. And then he'll be so overconfident. Are you kidding me? He's a great player. We knew everything was on our scouting report. He did.
Sykes kept the Phoenix in the game with Alec Brown, the 7-1 center, struggling with only 2 points before fouling out. But Sykes missed a couple of shots down the stretch that could have sent the game into overtime. And he says close is no consolation.
We fully expected to win this game, so, I mean, we weren't happy about it. I mean, we played a close game, and they're a really good team, but 100% we expect to win. And I told the guys, I just have to make more plays down the stretch, so we're just going to build off of it.
Wisconsin improves to 3-0, now 19 out of 20 against Green Bay in their all-time series. The Phoenix are at 1-1. Marquette, ranked number 17, lost to number 10 Ohio State on Saturday, 52-35, a terribly low point total for the Golden Eagles. St. Norbert Green Knights defeated North Park on Saturday in their season opener, 101-68. And it was UW-Milwaukee over Northern Illinois on Saturday, 82-69. In women's play, the Green Bay Phoenix falling at St. Bonaventure on Friday night, but rallied to beat Duquesne in Pittsburgh on Sunday afternoon, 68-60, going on a 23-6 run to finish the game. Ellen Edison and Kaylee Lukin each with 13. Green Bay now 2-1 on the season. The Marquette women beat Vanderbilt 82-77. The Wisconsin Badger women, a winner over Northern Illinois, 71-51. Western Illinois beat the UW-Milwaukee women, 99-86. In the NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks fell at home to Oklahoma City on Saturday night. Kevin Durant with 24 points in the Thunder's 92-79 victory. Bucks are now 2-6 on the season. On Sunday, the Portland Trailblazers beat the Toronto Raptors 118-110 in overtime. LaMarcus Aldridge with 25. Memphis over Sacramento, 97-86. Zach Randolph, 22 points and 10 rebounds. The LA Lakers beat the Detroit Pistons 114-99 as Jordan Hill at 24 points and 17 rebounds. Career highs in both statistical categories. On the ice Sunday, Columbus over Ottawa 4-1. Washington gets a pair from Alex Ovechkin in beating St. Louis 4-1. The LA Kings shut out the New York Rangers 1-0. Ben Scrivens with 37 saves. Blackhawks over San Jose 5-1. Patrick Sharp, 2 goals and an assist. It was the Minnesota Wild over the Winnipeg Jets 2-1. Dallas Stars beat the Vancouver Canucks by a 2-1 count. More college hockey. St. Norbert, ranked number 2, sweeping Lake Forest in a home-and-home series to get to 6-0 on the season. Green Bay Gamblers swept by Team USA in Muskegon, Michigan. Now 6 points behind Team USA in second in the Eastern Conference. Back to college hoops. Major college action on Sunday. Number 1, Kentucky beat Robert Morris 87-49, but 8th-ranked Michigan upset by Iowa State 77-70. 11th-ranked North Carolina falls to Belmont 83-80, and one more upset. 22nd-ranked Notre Dame falling to Indiana State 83-70. Finally, in racing, the final race of the season on the Sprint Cup chase for the championship at Homestead, Florida. Denny Hamlin takes the checkered flag. Matt Kenseth coming in second, but he will finish second in the season standings, 19 points behind Jimmy Johnson, who only had to finish 23rd to wrap up the title. He came in 9th and secures his 6th Cup championship in 8 years, just one away from the all-time record.
Now, if you look at stats, there's still numbers out there that I need to achieve, and that's why I say until I hang my helmet up, it's not necessarily a fair conversation to have, but honored to be in the conversation, and I know I'm going to have to face it, especially being this close to 7 and being able to have a shot at tie those guys.
Those two guys, the legends, Richard Petty and Dale Earnhardt. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.